Hello, my name is Maria.
And my name is Christina.
And welcome to the Morality Podcast. In the words of Aristotle, or rather, in our own words, the golden mean is the balance present within a virtue. When a virtue becomes excessive or deficient, that virtue suddenly becomes a vice. Let's analyze justice as an example. Justice is simply the idea that every person gets what they deserve. If you committed a crime, you deserve jail time. If you were the victim of a crime, you deserve peace and consolation. Let's analyze justice as a vice deficiency, a virtue, and a vice excess. An example of a vice deficiency of justice would be Andrew Jackson. He's most known as one of the most unruly presidents in U.S. history, and he would cause the deaths of thousands of natives, and he would ignore the Supreme Court in order to get his way in his presidency. An example of the virtue of justice would be Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is the embodiment of social justice in America. He fought for the equal rights of all peoples without going to violent measures and helped create new laws like the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which still impacts us today. An example of a justice vice excess would be Bull Connor. A police chief for the city of Birmingham, Alabama, ironically gave injustice to the people by spraying them with hoses and using police dogs on them. While he thinks he's the embodiment of justice, he is the exact opposite.
Thank you, Maria. Now, why don't we analyze prudence as our second virtue? Prudence is thinking about the consequences of our actions before we do them.
Now, let's discuss about three people that demonstrate a deficiency, an excess, and a balance of the virtue prudence. To represent the prudence deficiency, we chose Judas. He is a good example because we know that he betrayed his close friend Jesus in exchange for some silver coins. Judas only thought of the immediate and short good things that would have come from betraying Jesus. He did not think of the consequences and regretted his actions later on. Next, to represent the golden mean of prudence, we chose Moses. Moses thought about all his decisions and even talked them over with God. He made many good and correct choices to please God and was also able to save the people of Israel from the Pharaoh and from slavery. Lastly, to represent prudence, excess, we chose Alexander Hamilton. Alexander thought very highly of himself and the decisions he made. However, when he did something bad, like cheat on his wife, he only thought about good things to protect his reputation, rather than taking in consideration the feelings of his family. Alexander Hamilton thought a lot about his actions and his plans, but only to benefit himself, and not so much the people he cared about.
Now, let's move on to the psychology aspect of today's podcast. First up, the id. The id is that blaring voice in our head that just craves instant pleasure and gratification, often at inappropriate times like meetings or dinners. Ariana Grande's breakup with your girlfriend, I'm bored, is a perfect example of our id speaking to us. Ariana wants to get together with a person who already has a girlfriend, and in the song, she's very adamant about it. She's very open about it during the song, very open, in fact, that the person eventually notices her and begins to fall for her. The lyrics present within the song show a significant amount of impulsiveness, especially with lyrics like, "Took one look at your face and I want to know how you taste." The id's instant need for pleasure is making her act recklessly and without empathy for others.
The next one we would like to talk about is the superego. The superego is what influences our decisions based on external sources. An example we chose to represent the superego is the movie The Iron Giant. In the movie, the town people discover the giant and become scared of him. Out of fear, they fire a missile, but don't realize how powerful it is and that it will kill all the townspeople. The giant sells the superego because he chooses to save the town rather than himself because of the friendship he has developed with the boy who discovered him.
The conscience is our deepest and rawest connection to God. Through this, we can determine what is good for us and what is bad for us. Pop culture shows like The Office shows our human personality through the conscience. In one particular plot point during the show, two main characters, Jim and Pam, are conflicted about their romantic feelings for each other. They're unsure what to do in this certain situation, and it causes a lot of tension between them. However, the conscience tells them that they deserve to be loved by the right person, no matter the conflict that is in front of them.
The last one we would like to talk about is the ego. The ego is the decision-making part of our brains. It helps us decide whether to follow our ID or our superego. To represent the ego, we chose the short clip Feast. In the short clip, a dog finds a home with the owner he loves, and as a plus, a home with food he loves. Eventually, the owner finds a partner that he falls in love with. However, they get into an argument and she leaves him. The short clip Feast is a good representation of the ego because of the choice the dog has to make.
When the girlfriend is a part of their lives, she changes her diet to a healthy one. When she's not part of their lives, the owner stops taking care of himself and eats junk food. The dog deliberates whether he would rather have a sad owner with good food or bad food with happy owners. The dog eventually makes the right choice and goes after the owner's girlfriend to make everyone happy.
Let's talk more about virtues and vices and what their role is specifically in literature. Let's talk about the character Jay Gatsby. Jay Gatsby has unmatched patience during his story. Along with that, he's compassionate about people he cares about, even when it seems he's close and isolated to other people. However, Jay becomes very imposing upon other characters in hopes of getting his way, rather than taking consideration for other people he cares about. Along with that, his stubbornness, especially with his love interest Daisy, gets him into dangerous situations that sometimes he can't get out of. Even in the midst of these overarching vices, Jay Gatsby is quite a virtuous and good character with good morals. He is passionate about what he wants and is always determined to achieve what he truly wants in life. His patience only adds to his determination, and his compassion towards those he appreciates and respects gets him even closer to his goal. Gatsby is truly a diamond in the rough. We've now come to the end of today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to the Morality Podcast. I'm Maria.
And I'm Christina. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Bye!